Book Summary: Civilization, Modernization, Value Investing in China. Book Overview: Civilization, Modernization, Value Investing in China is a collection of essays by Li Lu, founder and chairman of Himalaya Capital and the designated successor to Charlie Munger's family assets. Published in 2020, the book is divided into two parts. The first part, evolved from the widely circulated 16 lectures on modernization, presents Li's framework for understanding human civilization evolution from version 1.0 through 3.0, and offers predictions for China's modernization trajectory. The second part collects Li's speeches and reflections from over two decades of value investing practice, representing the most systematic articulation of value investing principles in a Chinese context. The book holds an 8.8 rating on Douban and is essential reading for understanding both China's economic miracle and the philosophical foundations of long-term investing. Li Lu is recognized as a leading voice of the third generation of value investing thought. Charlie Munger has called him the Warren Buffett of China. This book is simultaneously a manifesto of investment philosophy and a guide to understanding China's past four decades and its future trajectory. Key insights. First, the three-stage model of human civilization is the master key to understanding the past, present, and future. Li Lu divides human civilization into three versions. Civilization 1.0 is the hunting-gathering era, where humans lived on foraging with no surplus product and no capacity for large-scale social organization. Civilization 2.0 is the agricultural era, where humans settled and produced surplus, but constrained by technological ceilings, economic growth remained stagnant for millennia, supporting only limited population size. Civilization 3.0 is the technological civilization era, driven by free market economics, modern science and technology, and the rule of law. Over the past 500 years, this model has driven sustained exponential economic growth. Understanding this framework allows one to understand why only countries that plug into the global civilization 3.0 system can achieve modernization, and what the essence of China's reform and opening up truly means. Second, the essence of modernization is a replicable operating system for civilization. Li Lu argues that the core formula of modernization is remarkably simple: free market economics plus modern science and technology, plus the rule of law. All three are indispensable. Free markets incentivize innovation, technology increases production efficiency, the rule of law safeguards transaction security and property rights. Every country that has successfully modernized, regardless of cultural background, has followed this path. Economies that deviate from this path, no matter how hard they try, ultimately fall into developmental stagnation. This is why the Soviet model failed while the East Asian model succeeded. Third, the historical positioning of China's modernization and predictions for the future. Li Lu argues that China's economic miracle over the past 40 years is essentially the result of China actively plugging into the global civilization 3.0 system. The 1978 reform and opening up, the 2001 accession to the WTO, and the 2010 shift toward innovation-driven growth each leap represented a deeper integration into the global free market and technology system. His prediction, China will gradually shift from catch-up growth to innovation-driven growth, with its superscale market and engineered dividend becoming core competitive advantages. The Chinese cultural genes of diligence, frugality, and emphasis on education are highly compatible with the value system of modernization, which will produce a unique Chinese path to modernization. Fourth, the four cornerstones of value investing constitute a reliable methodology for long-term wealth growth. Li Lu distills the core principles of value investing into four axioms. 1. Stocks represent ownership of businesses. Buying a stock is essentially buying a company, and returns come from the growth of the company's intrinsic value, not short-term stock price fluctuations. 2. The circle of competence principle: only invest in industries you deeply understand, clearly define the boundaries of your knowledge, and never invest across boundaries into unfamiliar territory. 3. Margin of safety: buy at a price significantly below the company's intrinsic value, leaving sufficient buffer for judgment errors. 4. Rationality and patience: the market is a voting machine in the short run but a weighing machine in the long run. Superior investors hold outstanding businesses through cycles and ignore short-term volatility. 5. The applicability and special challenges of value investing in China. Li Lu firmly believes that value investing is not only applicable in China but, precisely because of the immaturity of the Chinese market, actually presents more opportunities. With A-shares dominated by retail investors, high volatility, and uneven information quality, investors need stronger psychological resilience and more rigorous research capabilities. His recommendations: prioritize leading enterprises with sound governance, emphasize first principles research, control risk through diversification, and avoid policy-dependent industries and zero-sum speculation. Chapter Summary. Part 1, Civilization and Modernization, 16 Lectures. Lectures 1-4 explore the origins and evolution of human civilization. The cognitive revolution occurred approximately 70,000 years ago, when humans acquired the capacity for language and fictional storytelling, laying the foundation for large-scale cooperation. The agricultural revolution initiated civilization 2.0, but the technological ceiling produced the Malthusian trap, where economic growth remained stagnant for millennia. The scientific revolution 500 years ago inaugurated civilization 3.0, breaking the growth ceiling. Lectures 5-8 analyze the birth and essence of modernization. Li Lu proposes that the core driver of modernization is knowledge compounding. Scientific discovery drives technological innovation. Technological innovation enhances production efficiency, wealth growth expands market scale, and larger markets incentivize more innovation investment, forming a positive flywheel effect. Once this flywheel starts turning, economic growth climbs exponentially. Lectures 9-12 discuss the path of China's modernization. China is the only large civilization that has jumped directly from civilization 2.0 to 3.0. This process is full of tension, the institutional and cultural friction between a traditional agricultural civilization's social structure and a modern market economy is profound. Li Lu argues that the core challenge of China's modernization is not technical but institutional: how to establish a rule of law system compatible with a free market economy. Lectures 13-16 predict the direction of China's future evolution. Li Lu offers a cautiously optimistic judgment. China possesses all the necessary conditions for achieving full modernization: its massive population scale, complete infrastructure, deep engineer dividend, and cultural genes compatible with modernization. In the coming decades, China will upgrade from world's factory to world's market and world's innovation source. Part 2, Value Investing in China Practice. The section on the fundamental principles of value investing systematically articulates the core philosophy of the Graham Buffett Munger system, emphasizing that investing is voting on one's belief in the future, and that value investing is essentially a faith in human progress, knowledge accumulation, and the power of compounding. The section on Buffett and Munger's value investing practice, written from Li Lu's perspective as a first-hand witness, analyzes the investment logic of Berkshire Hathaway and the profound influence of Munger's latticework of mental models on investment practice. The section on value investing in China is the most practically valuable content of the book. Combining the investment practice of Himalaya Capital, Li Lu explains how to identify outstanding enterprises in the Chinese market, how to assess governance quality, how to control risk, and how to handle the challenges posed by policy uncertainty. The section on investing in life elevates value investing into a philosophy of life. Honesty, rationality, patience, and lifelong learning are the same qualities required for success in any endeavor, not merely investing. Notable quotes. At the end of the day, investing is casting a vote on your belief about the future. Are you voting for stagnation or for progress? Value investing is not a strategy. It is a faith in human progress, in the accumulation of knowledge, and in the power of compounding. Your circle of competence is not static knowledge, it is a dynamic process of continuous learning. Fish in your own pond rather than blindly casting a net into the Pacific. Don't wait for the perfect price, find the perfect business. Time will digest a reasonable premium. The market is a voting machine in the short run, but a weighing machine in the long run. Your job is simply to make sure the scale is real. China's modernization is not a simple copy of the Western model, it is the successful application of humanity's shared civilizational achievements. The ultimate realm of investing is understanding that what you are investing in is not merely a business, but the eternal drive of human beings to pursue a better life. The fiduciary duty is the moral bottom line for anyone in the financial industry. Treat every cent of your client's money as if it were your own parents' retirement savings. Improve by 1% every day,
and you become 37 times stronger after 1 year. So it is with businesses, with knowledge, and with civilization.
Actionable takeaways.
First, build your own framework for understanding civilization. Regardless of your industry, understanding the evolutionary logic of human civilization from 1.0 to 3.0 will help you judge long-term trends more accurately. Read the first part 16 lectures carefully, establish the analytical framework of modernization equals free market plus technology plus rule of law, and use this framework to interpret news, analyze industries, and assess investment opportunities. Second, practice the four principles of value investing, starting with building your circle of competence. Do not start with trading software and technical analysis, start with deep research on a small number of businesses. Pick an industry you have deep exposure to through work or life, study the business models, moats, and management quality of the top three enterprises in that industry, and track them for over 5 years. This is how you build your circle of competence. Third, be a friend of time, not a servant of the market. Close your trading apps, stay away from tips and rumors, and commit to reading annual reports and industry research. When the market falls, tell yourself outstanding businesses are on sale. When the market is euphoric, tell yourself prices have seriously deviated from value. Commit to dollar-cost averaging into low-cost index funds, keep individual stock positions below 20% of total equity assets, and maintain an annual turnover rate below 20% to minimize transaction costs. Fourth, elevate investing into life cultivation. The qualities demanded by value investing: intellectual honesty about one's own ignorance, rational analysis rather than emotional decision-making, long-term perspective rather than short-term greed, continuous learning rather than stagnation, are precisely the core qualities for success in any endeavor. Whether or not you work in the investment industry, these qualities are worth cultivating over a lifetime.
Fifth, understand China with a global perspective and understand change with a long-term horizon.
One of Li Lu's core insights is that China is part of the global system, not an exception. Understanding the path of China's modernization requires simultaneously understanding the universal logic of global civilization 3.0 and the special genes of Chinese culture. In both investing and decision-making, one must avoid both blind worship of the West and narrow nationalism, embracing the shared knowledge and civilizational achievements of humanity with a rational and open mind.